Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 5th, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, the UN against Israel, again. Once again, the United Nations exposes its anti-Semitic face. A few days ago, the UN General Assembly approved permanent and robust funding for a committee established by the Human Rights Council to investigate Israel's alleged human rights violations and war crimes against Palestinians in the wake of Operation Guardian of the Walls. That military operation was launched by the Israeli army in response to last May's massive rocket attacks on the Jewish state. Just recently, rockets fired at Israel from Gaza struck the coast of Tel Aviv. Consequently, the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, carried out retaliatory airstrikes to hit Hamas targets. According to the UN's ongoing criticism of Israel's actions, it asserts that Israel does not have the right to defend itself. It is already clear that hatred of Jews sets the agenda at UN. It clearly is not based on visible reality, but springs from uncontrollable antisemitism that leads the member states of the UN to set up committees, compile documents, and organize meetings that will eventually lead the organization to reconsider the establishment of the State of Israel. They will say, "We reverse the same decision we agreed to and hereby abolish the State of Israel. We have no idea why we agreed to the establishment of the Jewish state in the first place, but the last few decades have convinced us that it was an historic mistake. So all we have to do is decide what the process of abolishing the state and returning the land to the Palestinian people will be. This is what I expect to happen in the future. The international community will happily take Jerusalem and the surrounding areas from Israel and hand them over to the Palestinians. Exactly how soon will this happen? It's hard to say, but with the support of the UN it could happen very quickly. Everything is ready, the departments are ready, and the forces are ready. There is no problem at all. The truth is that I fear that many Jews in Israel will not lament the decision, but will even support it wholeheartedly. How can such a phenomenon arise? It is because we lack education and awareness of our role as the people of Israel. We do not have a clear educational plan that makes it clear to everyone who they are, what their heritage is, and what their role is. We give up our principles and roots until one fine morning someone in Israel gets up and thinks, the UN decisions are democratic and liberal, we have to take the other people, the Palestinians, into account. They deserve the land, and us. We can handle it, we will give them the land they claim. Any Jew who gives up this piece of land is not connected to Israel and does not feel that it belongs to him or her. Not all Jews are like that. There are many good people who love the land and will try to stand up and fight against anti-Israel decisions, but the question is how strong they will be. When the UN decides, armies of the neighbors will come here, and then what will we do? How will we fight when the whole world rises up against us? Ultimately, we can triumph over any threat and prevail only when we use the help found in our peoples, the Jews, special spirit. We can tap into it only when we connect together and really become Israel, Israel, Yasharkel, straight to the Creator. When we fight together for the Jewish ideology and spirit and awaken the forces of connection between us, we forge the connection with the upper force, the supreme power. And then the war from below will be a war from above, the war of the evil forces against the good and benevolent power that rules the world. Medium published my new article When Violence is Not a Crime. There is an increasingly common phenomenon among sex offenders, they videotape themselves committing the crime and post it on social media. Back in 2017, criminologists Vernon Sandberg and Thomas Ujelvik published a paper through Oxford University Press where they wrote, "At first glance, an offender videotaping their crimes seems like a counterintuitive and counterproductive thing to do. After all, when offenders reach for their cameras, they may inadvertently contribute to their own capture and conviction. Yet, publicly available, Higher court decisions suggest that, despite the apparent lack of logic, it is becoming increasingly common. Since then, the phenomenon has gotten worse. In trying to understand its causes, Sandberg and Ujelvik write, when offenders reach for their cameras, it is a socially and culturally embedded choice. In short, these offenses must be understood in the context of, 1, the sexualization and pornographication of society, 2, a new culture of online humiliation and, 3, a culture of instant picture-taking fueled, sick, by new technologies. These reasons may incentivize offenders to document sex crimes, but there is a deeper, more pernicious reason for doing it. The offenders do not regard these acts as crimes at all. They see nothing wrong with what they do. Worse, I believe that even the older generation does not think of sex crimes as appalling as it pretends to think. For the most part, the attitude is, it happens, they're kids, what can you do? Of course, no one says that, but this is the undercurrent. For this reason, I believe that the problem is not with the perpetrators, but with us. When the education system focuses entirely on memorizing information, and devotes no time at all to building healthy social relationships, the current situation is the only possible outcome. We need to rethink the way we look at education. We need to put human relationships, the ability to function as constructive, positive elements in society, at the top of the ladder. We have not seen the worst. If we leave matters unattended, they will deteriorate to the point where we will not dare set foot outside the door. Human nature is destroying every bit of good that is still left on this planet, and we are worried about anything and everything besides our own nature. Even if there were any benefit in addressing environmental issues, our egos would not let us implement any solution if it demanded the smallest displeasing change in our narcissistic behavior. This, in fact, is exactly what is happening today. It isn't air pollution that is poisoning us, it isn't opioids that are killing us, it isn't SARS-CoV-2 that is sickening us, and it isn't hunger that is starving us. It is what stands behind them all, what induces all those plights. Our only enemy is our own wicked nature, and the only way to fix our nature is by teaching ourselves mutual responsibility and mutual care for every single person on the planet. We have tackled each problem one at a time, and none of them have been solved, not one. Some problems may have abated a little, but they have come back, or will soon come back with vengeance. It is time we dealt with the root cause of all these problems, our own ego, and solved the problem once and for all. Until we admit to ourselves that we are our own worst enemies, that we cause all the problems that we then try to fight, we will not be cured. If we understand where the problem lies and agree to work together, we will have a fighting chance. To the Congress as to battle. We are preparing for the Congress as if we are going into battle with our egoism that stands between me and my friends. I must break this wall in my heart that separates me from everyone else and achieve such a connection with them that will not be an obstacle for the upper light. The upper light is concentrated in the intervals between us, that are created by the Creator. And we need to build bridges for Him over the barriers separating us, so that the light can jump over them. It turns out that by this we increase the light to the height of the barriers. The barriers divide us, more and more, and I feel how egoism grows and separates me from my friends, and at the same time my desire to step over these barriers and connect with everyone is also growing. And due to the fact that we overcome the rejection that has grown to the height of the wall, and unite, we increase the upper light from the initial, minimal light of Nefesh, which was in Adam HaRishon, to the height of the Creator. We increase it by our own strength, in our understanding and sensation, and by making an accurate calculation of how much light we are able to receive. The correction of sinners that reveal themselves to us, allows us to attain the power of the Creator, to acquire His strength and character. And all this is due to our resistance to the desire to enjoy and the breaking that reveals to us, the true distance between us. To this extent we will also be able to reveal the connections between us, until we fully revealed the Creator in all His might. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson January 3, 2022, asking the Creator to fill the place between us. Ten images inside a person. Question: can a person replace real relationships with fictional ones? Answer: I do not think this is necessary. After all, by developing further, a person will not strive for a huge number of connections. He does not need these connections at all. Why should I keep some 150 images in my soul, in my mind, and in my feelings? What will it give me? Kabbalah says that I need to keep 10 images inside me, and in these 10 images I should feel myself building correct interaction with all of nature. Absolutely with all of it. No more. We are created in such a way that if I have the correct connection with the 10, then within this correct connection I can feel all phenomena, all metamorphoses, everything that only exists in nature. I do not need anything else. Through the image of the 10, with which I am connected, that is, myself and 9 other people, I can reach such a state where through our connections I feel the entire universe at all its levels and the entire upper world at all its levels. It only depends on the quality of our connections. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, December 6, 2021. Become like the Creator. Question: what does it mean to be like the Creator? It sounds like a slogan, I want to be like the Creator. Answer: to become like the Creator is possible through those manifestations of the Creator in us, when we feel the oneness of all His desires and intentions, His absolutely kind attitude toward us. We must reveal this and try to be like Him, because everything that we can feel in our world, in any state, and in the upper worlds, can be felt only to the extent of the similarity of our properties to something that is outside of us. And then we will begin to open this source of sensations in us. Therefore, our method is called the science of Kabbalah, which gives knowledge of how to reveal the Creator. That is, to reveal such thoughts, feelings, actions, and intentions that are characteristic of the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 14, 2021. What to do when resentment suffocates? Question: many people write to us that they live with resentment. I cannot forgive my parents for destroying our marriage. I was in trouble, and my closest friend did not help. I will never forgive him. Teachers are resentful toward ungrateful students, parents are resentful toward children who abandoned them. There are a lot of grievances and offenses. How should we deal with resentment? Answer: frankly speaking, I will say that I cannot be offended by anyone, because I know human nature. As much as I know the nature of man, I understand that I have no one to be offended by. If you really want to be offended, then, as it is written, go to the craftsman who made me. This is the truth. How can a person have any thoughts, feelings, qualities, and actions? Nothing about him is his own. He is completely wrapped up in what nature does to him, meaning, the Creator. Question: this is an elevated state. Let's go back to men on this earth. Children do not help their parents, they have practically abandoned them. There are some who have truly betrayed, cheated a friend, and so on. There are a lot of reasons. How should we deal with resentment? Answer: I think you need to reach such a degree of your development when you realize that all other people around you are puppets controlled by the Creator, in order for you to correct yourself properly in relation to these people, to justify them, and to wish them well. Question: is it possible? Answer: in general, yes. Not always and not immediately, but. Question: it is a lengthy work, but should it be in this direction? Answer: yes. Otherwise, you are slandering the Creator. And this is a completely different matter. This calculation is completely different. How do you embrace the universe as if it exists by itself, or do you control it? If everything comes from above, we have no other choice but to be absolutely submissive, agree with, and change to be in likeness to this upper force. Comment: it is beautiful. I will carefully assume that our whole world is a world of sinners. We are all in a state of hatred and constant resentment. My response: like little kids in a sandbox. Question: why are we played with like that? Answer: so that we really get disappointed. It is not about why the Creator created us like this, but how stupid we are not to guess why He made us like this. There is an answer in front of a man and he does not want to see it. But this is all in order to accumulate, break through, and explode. Question: if there is such a direction and we slowly walk in this direction, what will our world turn into? Answer: our world will turn from today's mental hospital into a world where people are engaged in self-examination, self-healing, and self-building. To the extent of this, the Creator will be revealed in them. Question: and what is the revelation of the Creator in man? Answer: the quality of bestowal and love that elevates us to a completely different level of feeling the world. Question: are you sure that there is only one path, there is no other? Answer: no, there cannot be any other path. Question: there are no haters, only the Creator is in front of me? Answer: of course. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 29, 2021. Open the upper world here and now. Question: religions do not talk about the value of this life. Follow more commandments and you will go to heaven. In principle, does this approach completely cancel both mind and all questions? Answer: no, this approach is good for the normal social scheme of society. But they really do not say that there is value in this life, only beyond its borders. But Kabbalah says something different: you must attain your world in this world. Open the upper world here and now, and then you will find that you are in eternity, infinity, perfection. This spiritual world is here. We don't feel it. Expand this sense organ in yourself, open it, and from it you will see the upper world. It is yours. And when your body dies, you will not even feel that you are dying. By developing a higher level, we automatically stop feeling the previous one because we begin to feel the flow of life on a different level. From CabTV's Close-Up, Mystery of the Sphinx, February 5, 2010. The Convention and My I. Question: being at the Congress means being integrated with everyone. But on the other hand, I want to do it quickly and run away, sit in a corner, and observe from the side what is happening. But one came from far away, overcame so much, and must integrate with the friends. How can we work with this state? Answer: I think you need to detach from your I. Leave everything that arises in you for later, for when you go back home. Do whatever everyone else does and try to feel what everyone else feels. You should not run to a corner and plunge into reflections and different thoughts. Participate as much as you can in the general common motion, in the common game, in the common action. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 13, 2019.